And we are at the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference, as we have been for the at least last 28 years. At the end of the parlor, we have a place of honor. We never take it for granted here in beautiful Grand Hotel. They do have a radio row, but because we've been doing this the longest, we get our little special space. And for that, I thank the folks here at the hotel, but also Sandy Barua, the president and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber, who works year-round on making sure this thing is fabulous. And with the kickoff dinner last night, Sandy, you've done a tremendous job. I mean, that was an incredible dinner.
Paul W., thank you so much. We are so delighted to be back up here at the Grand Hotel. We're so glad that WJR and the Paul W. Smith Show are anchoring our parlor as I think God intended, actually. I think it goes back that far. But no, we actually had two kickoff dinners last night, one at the stables, which has got to be one of the nicest stables, you know, in the country. And of course, we did a really nice dinner at, down at the tent. Arn Tellum brought some of his handful of his friends, people like Mike Tirico,
yeah,
you know, and Dan Campbell,
and
Rip Hamilton. So anyway, just amazing.
It was an amazing dinner to kick things off, and you have the pin on your lapel, the power of and. That's in all of the literature, the power of and. And now the best opportunity to hear directly from you what that means.
So the power of and is this year's theme. Each year the conference has a theme, and that allows us to tailor an agenda around a theme as opposed to just trying to be all things to all people. So each year we have a very curated agenda. And actually the power of and theme was brought to us by our conference chair, Matt Elliott, who is the Michigan market president for Bank of America and the head of B of A's global sustainability portfolio. He's got two really, really big jobs. He brought us the power of and it has really resonated. People are really thinking about, you know, what does this mean? It means collaboration. It means win-win situations as opposed to either or. And, you know, Paul W., as you know so well, there's so many people out there in the political space and the social media space that are phrasing things as an or. It has to be this way.
This way or this way.
Yeah.
My way or your way or whatever.
Or the highway, right?
Or the highway. Yeah, my way or the highway. I've heard that before. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just not productive. We have great opportunities, especially here in Michigan, and we're not going to achieve them unless we do things together, because it never works when it's just an extreme point of view, left or right, and this is the both sides thing. This is not just one party.
It is not just one party. If we're going to accomplish anything, it's with. And so, hence the power of and.
Exactly.
Your idea and my idea, or their idea, and working together. Yeah. You put this together every year. How many years now?
This will be my 12th year.
Your 12th year.
My 12th year. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, this is obviously an amazing event. And we, at the Chamber, we view this as a statewide asset that we're the stewards of, right? In fact, so many people don't even know it's the Detroit Regional Chamber that actually puts this together and hosts this event. In fact, the number of times I get stopped is like, oh, hey, do you go to the Mackinac Policy Conference? I go,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously, all the time. And it's interesting. But I like it that way because, you know, the main job of the Detroit Regional Chamber is not to host this event. I mean, we're a business advocacy organization. Our job is to represent the businesses across Southeast Michigan, the 11 counties, including our, you know, 11 Fortune 500 companies that are headquartered right in our corner of the world, and it's an honor to do that. But frankly, this is fun. We love this event.
It's fun. It's very useful for the arguments of people say, oh, it's just a bunch of people getting together and partying. That is just not true. There are opportunities to communicate with each other in a way you could not do anywhere else. And you can't leave, really. You can't sneak away.
It is a management retreat. It's Michigan's management retreat. Think about who's here. It's all our top elected officials. It's the top officials as part of the governor's cabinet. It is the top CEOs and their lieutenants. It is the top philanthropic leaders across the state, and they're all here. They're all here.
And as I started to say, maybe I didn't make it clear, but it's an opportunity to speak with those people in ways that generally we could not otherwise.
And, you know, think about it. You have a university president from Grand Rapids talking to a CEO from Detroit, maybe with a county executive that is up from the UP. All in great proximity. Everyone is accessible to everybody else. It doesn't matter what your title is. Everyone's on the porch. I mean, just looking around here, I mean, we've got Mark Hackle standing over here. We've got Sandy Pierce standing over here. I mean, this is – it's not even 7 o'clock in the morning.
That's amazing. It is true. That's a good point. And then you have throughout today and tomorrow, you have all kinds of opportunities for people to pick and choose what little meetings or presentations they would like to.
Yeah, once we get into main stage programming, it's like one program for all, and this is where we're going to have people like Brian Moynihan from Bank of America, Fareed Zakaria from CNN, Liz Cheney, who is giving her first major address after leaving the Congress.
Mark Cuban. To name a name that people are very familiar with, an opportunity for those people to regale us with their knowledge, and then with everybody kind of mixing, and you say it could be a president of a college from Grand Rapids talking to a CEO of a business in Detroit. I mean, it is astonishing, and people use this time very effectively. And then we pay attention to what comes up at this event, and we do a little report card midway through the season.
Absolutely. And frankly, if people didn't find this appealing and useful, they wouldn't be here.
Sandy Baruah, President and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber. The policy conference is underway. Here on the Paul W. Smith Show, we're thrilled to be here.